the Henson rat added to endangered species list. 12th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Studio City. Jim Henson, beloved puppeteer and innovator of children's television, died in 1990. In the years following his death, Jim's mild-mannered errand boy of a son, Brian, would unwittingly take control of the Henson Empire, attempting desperately to fill the immensely large shoes formerly occupied by his father. Now, nearly two decades after Jim's passing, the frightening reality of life under Brian's control has become all too apparent to one group of performers. Tatui, a soft-spoken Henson rat, best known for his role as Tatui in The Muppets Take Manhattan, sits in Central Park, quietly smoking a cigarette. He's just received word the death of fellow rodent actors Fast Eddie and Shakes now qualifies his species as endangered. Tatui isn't particularly surprised. He delicately mouths, quote, "What? Is this supposed to be some kind of shock? Brian took over? The work went sour? What the hell else should happen?" Unquote. Tatui is a little more worked up when he proclaims, quote, "Brian sold us out to the biggest rat of all. This is what happens." Unquote. The biggest rat of all? Mickey Mouse, corporate symbol and mascot of the Walt Disney Company. The sellout? A complete takeover facilitated by Brian Henson and former Disney CEO Michael Eisner. A takeover that would leave a number of Muppets out of work and on the streets. Tatui continues, quote, "Disney's got hundreds of household names already. Who do you think the kids are going to want? Lion King or Tatui the Dancing Vermin?" Unquote. Tatui's later statement is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the egregious errors perpetrated with Brian at the Henson Company's helm. A number of poor internal decisions from the de facto leader prior to all the Disney sell-all, paired with the misguided commitment to television film releases rather than theatrical features, sent stocks plummeting. After firing nearly 1,000 employees and closing the company's London workshop, it was merely a matter of time before the Muppets themselves began experiencing the repercussions. Now, says Tatui, quote, "We're just trying to pick up the pieces," unquote. The Henson rats aren't the only troupe looking for new work, rather. A number of orchestral penguins, several nameless chicks, and Statler, but not Waldorf, all fell victim to the downsizing. Some are rebounding and rebuilding. Others, like Tatui, have not been so fortunate. Quote, "This cigarette is the last thing to my name," unquote, he says, with a tear in his beady eye. When asked how the public could help get the Muppet plight, Tatui's answer was simple, quote, "Stop buying garbage productions. Disney is spoon-feeding you. Jim is gone. Brian ain't Jim, and Mickey ain't good for nobody," unquote. A simple message from a simple rat now facing the toughest predicament of his life. That was heartrending. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.